destruction and accumulating followers, and came to the city's south gate, where Lou and his sidekick vanished in a flurry of heels. The wicker men extended a hand, whispered secret words. The gate blasted to flinders and toothpicks. The wicker man stamped through and halted, staring down the darkened road. The trail had grown confused. That of the prey was overlaid by other scents, equally familiar, tantalizing, and hated. "As well," he whispered. "As well. Take them all and have done." He sniffed. "Him. And that accursed white rose. And the one who thwarted me in Opal. And the wizard who set us free." Ruined lips quivered in momentary fear. "Yes. Even he knew the meaning of fear. Arr." The beast called Toad Killer Dog believed that she had lost her powers. He wanted to believe that himself. That would be a justice beautiful beyond compare. He needed to believe it. But he dared not entirely, till he saw for himself. Toad Killer Dog operated from motives not his own, and she was as crafty and treacherous a being as ever any human had been. Moreover, he had tried to disarm her himself once, and his failure had reduced him to this. Toad Killer Dog bowled through the gateway, shouldering soldiers aside. Gore dripped off him. For hours he had ravened through the city, feeding an ancient thirst for blood. He moved on four limbs now, though one was as artificial as the wicker man's body. He too peered down the road. The forest warriors collapsed, falling asleep where they were. The wicker man was driven. He showed no inclination to baby his followers. A tottering shaman on his last legs tried to speak to the wicker man, tried to make him understand that unalloyed flesh could not keep the pace he had set. The head turned slightly. The expression that shone through the ruin was one of contempt. "Keep up or die," it whispered. It beckoned men to come lifted onto the back of the beast. It rode out, insane with a hunger for revenge. Chapter 15. The folks we was chasing never did much to cover up which way they was headed. I don't guess they thought they had any reason. Anyway, Raven knew where the guy he was chasing was headed. Some place called Khatovar, all the way down on the southern edge of the world. I knew the guy, Croaker. Him and his black company boys did a job on me at the Barrowland, though they never did me too bad. I got out alive. So I had mixed feelings about them. They were